Ah, there you are. I must speak with you.
Now.
Yes, of course I know it's the middle of the night. Oh, are you upset that I walked into your bedchamber while you were all bleary-eyed and in disarray? I promise you that you have far greater concerns right now. No, I will not get out, and I will not be spoken to like some chambermaid. I am one of the high lords for whom these festivities were thrown, and you would do well to treat me with the proper respect. Good. Deference suits you better than indignation, my dear. You are in very grave danger, so listen well. Do you know why you were summoned here? Why you were really summoned here, I mean. I am certain you were told something pretty when you were given your invitation, about marrying above your station or working in the court. And you were overjoyed with your good fortune. Did it never occur to you to question why you, what you had done to deserve that honor? No. You were simply told to come, and you obeyed without question or a single intelligent thought of your own. Oh, don't pout. I find that kind of obedience a very endearing trait. And you are too pretty for me to care about you being so stupid. But no, you were not chosen for your talents. You were chosen for being no one of consequence, protected by no one who matters, and to be mourned by no one of significance. Shh. Everything is all right now. What? Yes, I did say mourned. You were invited here to die. And mark my words, you shall be dead before the sun is up unless you heed me and do as I command. No, I am not threatening you. I am here to protect you. But I can only do so if you are perfectly obedient and do not question me. Who am I protecting you from? Oh, my sweet, naive child, you are foolish, aren't you? Did you not notice that none of the High Lords arrived at the celebration this evening until after sundown? Did you not see us drink deeply from rich, scarlet-filled goblets and touch no food? Yes, that is what I am saying. We are not a myth. We are very real. And you were brought here to be feasted upon. Yes, I did say we. All of the High Lords, every single one of the ruling council is a vampire. Including me. You look scared. Good. That might be the first sensible thing you've done since you arrived here. I know what comes next. I've seen it so many times before. You'd rather believe that I am deceiving you or deluded than think about lying in bed before an actual vampire, more ancient than you can imagine. But I can prove you otherwise easily enough, my sweet. Look at my teeth as I smile at you. Watch how these two grow and lengthen into fangs as I prepare to feed. Do you still believe you can deny the truth? Perhaps you accept my words because you think you are dreaming. That I can disprove as well. Let me slide my finger down your chest. Slip the sheets off of you. Wrap two of my sharp nails around your exposed nipple and pinch hard. Oh, what a delightful squeak. I think I should do that again, do the other one, just to make sure you understand the point. Twisting it as I squeeze. Now, does that feel like a dream? Oh, you seem a little flushed. Did you enjoy that? Maybe this is the kind of thing you dream about. Well, enjoyed or otherwise, this is no dream. Now, if you are sensible, which I very much doubt, you will be asking yourself why I am telling you all this. Why I am here to save you, and not drink you for myself. The answer is very simple, my dear. You were invited here by the Lord Lucian, which makes you his. Soon he will visit and drain every last drop of blood from your veins. I don't want him to have you. I want you for myself. Oh, no, 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 shh. Don't panic. I am not as gluttonous as he is. I don't kill those I drink from. Well, not the ones I like, anyway. And I do like you. I saw you at the banquet hall tonight, and I knew I had to have you for my own. I couldn't take my eyes off you. Why? What do you mean, why? Isn't it obvious? No, no, I don't care about those things at all. You have an aura to you. Of course. Sometimes I forget you mortals do not perceive the world as we do. My senses are far greater than yours. I could smell you from across the hall, and your scent is intoxicating. It makes me hungry just standing here in the same room as you. I can't help myself from running my hands across your naked body, up your chest, and tracing slow lines around your neck, feeling the veins that pulse beneath your skin. I want to devour you. Feast on you, consume you until you pass out and fall limp in my arms, and then... No, that won't be the end for you. I know exactly how much I can drink from a mortal like you without risking harm. A few days' rest, some good meals in you to help you recover. And you should be ready for me again. I do not understand impatient creatures like Lucian. No self-restraint or understanding of how to delay their own pleasure, dragging it out in an endless cycle of feeding and recuperation. Oh, no, no, no. It's not bad at all. In fact, I think you will very much enjoy the experience. I have some of the finest cooks in the realm, or so I am told, and they will prepare delicious food for you to recover your strength. You will sleep in a bed of the softest silks, and you will not have to work another day in your life. Your only duty will be keeping yourself healthy for me. You will never leave my castle, of course. If Lucian ever found out who stole you away from him, what happened to you, there would be a war between us. But you will find your quarters comfortable, and have the company of my other slaves when you are not pleasing me. And the feasting? Why, yes, of course it hurts. I will bite your neck and drink from you until you pass out. There's no helping that will hurt. But you taste your very best when your heart is pounding, when your blood is racing through your veins. And I know you will enjoy how I plan to get you there. Impatient creatures like Lucian prefer fear. They set upon their prey and terrify them before feeding in a frenzy. And I cannot deny that there is a particular kind of joy that comes from looking into your eyes and knowing the certainty of your own helplessness in them before taking absolutely everything from you. However, that is all over far more quickly than I want to be done with you. For you, something very different will get your blood flowing. Laying you down upon your bed of smooth red silk and exploring every inch of your body with my mouth, my fingers, my fangs. I prefer to keep my slaves naked so I needn't deal with the nuisance of any clothes limiting my access to your soft, warm skin. Just like now, where I can reach any part of you that I desire, trailing my fingernails across your nipples and up, along your collarbone, across your shoulders, tracing the veins in your arms, first the left, then the right, all the way down to that most sensitive spot beneath your wrist that is just begging to feel my teeth in it, just the way my nails feel now as they dig in, nearly piercing the skin with their bite, almost drawing your blood right here. You have no idea what it feels like to be made love to by an eternal. Someone with centuries of practice and the patience of 1,000 lifetimes left to live. When I tell you that I will take my time with you, I do not mean the desperate fumbling of hurried mortals eager to cram their short lives full of sensation. I mean true, eternal patience. I will explore every inch of your body. I will learn each and every spot that brings you pleasure. I will teach you new ways of experiencing sensation your kind has never conceived of before, and I can keep you there for as long as I like. I can have you trembling on the very brink of your release from sunset till sunrise, bathing myself in your desperation as your need starts to grow until it finally comes close to matching my own. Because yes, I need you. To some mortal woman you might be pleasure, obligation, or convenience, but to me you are life itself. I cannot survive without you, and you will be my world. Nothing is real to me that exists outside of your veins. Nothing matters that isn't me pressing my body against your warm skin, wrapping my hands around every vital inch of you, breathing in the intoxicating scent of you, feeling that heart beat with life as I hold my head to your chest and just listen to the miracle that is you existing in front of me right now. I have to have you. My body aches for you. My mind is screaming for you. The empty hollow where my soul once lived can be made whole again, only with you in my mouth and between my thighs, filling me with your warmth, letting me feel you wash over my tongue and slip down my throat. By everything I hold dear, I need you inside me. I need to be inside you. I need to feel us become one as you nourish me, predator and prey, finally whole as one being, as I wrap my teeth around your neck and bite down hard and tear from you everything I need. Lucian is close. I can hear him. I must leave, but I need your choice. What will it be?